Despite what dairy analyst Shale Shagum noted at this year's USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum as trends pointing to slower production and output growth for dairy cows this year.
2018 production, we're talking about a record 218.7 billion pounds. That's going to be about 1.5% above a year ago.
Shagum explains the cow herd is expected to expand modestly this year, due in part to weaker milk prices.
We do expect the Class 3 price to average 1420 to 1490 a hundredweight in 2018. That's going to reflect a weaker cheese price at $1.53 or $1.60 a pound, lower whey prices at 27 cents to 30 cents a pound lower. The Class 4 price is going to average 1335 to 1450 a hundredweight, reflecting lower butter prices at 119.5 to 129.5, and lower non-fat dry milk prices at 71.5 to 77.5 cents a pound.
The record milk production is expected to add to already large supplies carried over from 2017, leading Shagum to express the obvious.
We have to figure out where we're going to get rid of it. Obviously, it's a storable commodity, but you still want to move the product out the door.
So how will domestic consumption of milk products this year contribute to lowering supplies?
We do expect to see consumption in domestic use increase. Fat basis will probably increase about 2% over 2017. Skim's use a little bit stronger at about 2.4%.
Due in part to lower consumer prices for milk, cheese, butter, and other dairy products. Shagum says even with the consumption increase, domestic demand is expected to be soft to start the year. So in terms of exports for 2018...
We do expect to see exports increase about 2%. It will help absorb our supplies that we saw build over last year.
With the combination of the lower U.S. dairy prices, a weaker dollar overseas, and global economic growth expected to support American dairy exports.
Primarily higher sales of butter and cheese. Skim solids and basis exports will increase about 4% with stronger exports of whey, lactose, NDM or skim milk powder, and the skim component of cheese.
With U.S. skim solid milk product exports expected to reach a record of 42.5 billion pounds this year. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.